Hey there, welcome here, and as you must have gathered, this is a brand new podcast. On this space, we're open to honest conversations about trending social issues across the world, analysis on mind-boggling concepts. We're doing poetry, we're doing games, and just everything else in between. So on weekly spills, just stay assured that you're locked down with us on a whole new level of adventure.
Okay, hello. Welcome to an episode on Weekly Spills. Esther, how have you been?
Very fine.
Thank you for honoring this request. Thank you for honoring this request.
Pleasure is all mine.
Mm-hmm. And I want to believe we're following up our episode, our Enters themed episode for some time now, yeah. And this is what we've been giving overviews of all that has been happening so far. We hope that at the end of the day, we find some sort of closure for some of us that the whole occurrence seeped into our psyche and it sort of affected us one way or the other. So we're looking for some sort of closure. We thought that by discussing it over and over, we may find closure. So you're welcome here. And so I want everybody to hear you speak now. By the way, people, NS is a friend from school that used to dust our asses then in our department. She wasn't a major in my department, but she was dusting our asses. We'll be battling with bees, and this day will come and take our A's.
That's story.
That's how you like to form. That's the form innocent. So this explains. Nobody will kidnap me. This explains why we are. I find her a very, very useful resource person. That I feel in all of this to definitely have some reasonable bits to drop here and there. So Esa, welcome again. And yes, so want to hear from you. How has all of this season been dealing with you? How have you been taking things in? How have you seen the whole happening? Has it affected you in any way? I will just leave the floor to you. You can start right from the inception of the protest, right through the whole thuggery and down to now, the period of destruction and this wanton violence and vandalism here and there. So we want to hear your take.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Okay. This entire protest has been something I love. It's something I was so excited that the nation could come and do something like this. Okay, we could stand together for one thing, and it was so amazing. At the point, I got so excited about it, and I wanted to be part of it. You understand? So, right from the inception, the concept, the idea backing the entire was value. Okay, because the life of every young citizen should be protected. And everyone should feel the right to be safe in this country, in this country, understand? So I was so excited that everybody was coming out, even those that were not directly affected by like the celebrities, the ballers, everybody just wanted to say something about it. Everybody just wanted to stand with the voices of those that have been victimized. And starting from the reception, I was an history student, a minor history student in school. And we find out that revolution or an ideology like this is not something that is planned. But the organization that
it's so organic.
It was so beautiful. The lecture told you, your celebrities performing without even thinking of. Coming out to see the citizens to walk them through the whole process. People donating, and it was so beautiful. See, one thing about the world is we all come from different backgrounds and different places. Though we were born as children with the same field, but we were trained by parents, we had to go to school, we had some religious ideas and that. So there are a few beauties in me, like individual differences, people trying to make behave maybe broken men on the road, coming to maybe a court class, trying to bring in their own personal sentiments into it. But the main thing that was still the leading factor that they wanted a change.
Yeah.
And that was
very
beautiful.
It was paramount. Thank you for that one. Thank you for that overview. And I guess your answer would lead us into the concept for this show today. We want to discuss beauties and ugly. And like I must have briefed you already, we've kickstarted this concept already. It was supposed to be molded into an episode. And I think I've had 2 episodes already for this season. So this is the 3rd one. And I'm privileged to have you here. So yeah, we've discussed some beauties. We've discussed them extensively, the upsides during the protest, and yeah, so I was wondering, do you have any that you stumbled onto online or you experienced personally?
Talking about the beauty.
The beauties, the upsides, any particular one you have in mind you want to share now?
Okay, yeah, on the Wednesday, I can't particularly remember, but I will talk about the upside now.
Okay.
I think the fact that we know that we are protesting doesn't mean we should try to intimidate other people our protest. Okay. Like one at this point in time, some people were using it to intimidate others. Like at the point I feel like these peaceful protesters I saw online. I was stuck in town by around 5 o'clock and I was in a church trying to go home. Where the roads were blocked. People were still trying to move, you know, slowly, you move slowly. And some guy just listened to the sound like you know, the youth, young girls like you, nothing insulting or string abusive words like a shower. I mean, I was scared. And they start eating the church. I was like, God, I came down and I tried to run away with some girls. I'm like, hold those girls, hold those girls, where do you go? Where are you going? Hold those girls. And I was like, this is not part of the process. Making a nasty citizen feel intimidated and scared of their life.
and you were sure those guys, they were among the protesters?
Yeah, they were. They were blocked. The roads were blocked and they were all shouting, enter.
And they were taking advantage of the situation.
Yes, and they were taking advantage.
That was a serious downside.
I was so scared. I was so scared. I have to start calling people like, this way, I mean, if somebody even, I feel somebody could, some guys could even round you up and something could happen to you as a lady. And you know the old problem of being a lady in this country. At that point, I was so scared. And there was another lady in me, she was wearing a crop top and just in jeans, and the time is falling and piercing the ear. And the girl felt so scared that she refused to move again. I had to leave her because I told her, we can't stay here, it's getting now you are getting scared. What if you stay here till 7-8? You get more, you may even be in more trouble. So let's just walk over to the other side.
Yeah.
Like, no, she was so scared. And I felt bad for her. But I had to save my head.
very important.
I told another guy to walk her to the other side. And I started walking because I was late and I was carrying a musical box and I was very heavy and expensive. So I needed to cross over.
At no point did you think that this was some failing, this the consequence had, like this happening, this idea of harassing women didn't arise as a result of the fact that there were no security personnel guarding protesters? Because in very, very normal situations, it should be that security personnel are protecting the lives of protesters.
Yeah,
do you understand? Ensure that the whole process is peaceful and nobody's taking advantage of anything. So you didn't think at any point that wouldn't have happened if there were security personnel listening?
Sure, that wouldn't have happened if security personnel were
on ground. Yeah.
Because if security personnel were there, nobody would see the protesting ground at the time to harass
people.
Or try to convince a female gender or something. So at that point, I felt really bad. One beautiful thing I would say about the protest generally, it cuts beyond the religious world.
Yes. Ethnicity.
I tell you that everybody are likely to engage. We're not just Christians.
Muslims, yeah.
We're not just Christians. Different ideologies, different perspectives, different lifestyles are coming together. And that was the beauty about it. Understand? That's the reality.
The fact that for once we could just overlook differences.
Which
is why I am very, very piqued. Even I'm very, very mad at the fact that some people are turning on people of certain tribes in certain places, like in the north. We've heard stories about Hausa turning on Igbos, and there is this ideology that seems to be making headway now. It's sort of a south against the north ideology. So yeah, sort of some people are thinking, okay, these sort of people are more for the protests, and these sort of people have been destroying things belonging to certain sort of people. Do you understand? I think if many people could look back to that Lekki-Togo gate, look back to when the protest started and down to when it was disrupted and the shootings, the ugly shootings, I don't want to take my mind back to right now. But then if they could explore all of those religions in their mind, I'm sure they would understand that this is beyond differences.
I think basically when people see change is about to come, like a tremendous change that will shake what they have always known. They try to find excuses, they try to find lies, they try to find fulfillment, like they try to find a perspective to it that will support what they have always been taught. Because trying to now make it a ethnic war between some tribe or between the north and the south doesn't really make any sense at this point.
It doesn't.
We are talking about the lives of people. We're not talking about the lives of the Igbos. We're not talking about the lives of the Hausa. We're talking about the lives of every young person out there. Understand? Because it may be the Hausa man in Lagos and it's been harassed. Understand? It may even be a Northerner that actually maybe that comes around the state or something and it's harassed. So we're at this point for anybody to try to push it towards one ethnic trouble or the other.
And even beyond the bounds of police brutality, the police brutality was the hashtag for a springboard of other good things.
We're talking about
improvement. Thank you.
It was just a metaphor for bad governance
and so many other things. That would be beneficial to just everybody.
Yes. It was just like a time where every Nigerian has gotten to the neck and
We want change. We want change. And you listen to Mr. President's speech now.
Yeah, I
did. Did you feel it?
Before I had to go back online and read it. Listening to it alone may give you a headache.
So I can go
and understand what exactly you were saying.
But
I think one thing it was very diplomatic, and that's supposed to be the quality of a good president. Understand, when you have had uprisings like this, even though it took him time to come out, what he tried to do was not to cause more uprisings. Just imagine if he had come out and declared the state of emergency, it would have provoked the youth the more. So he had to be diplomatic to say the voices of the youth have been heard, and that so far they have tried to create programs that would have helped the youth. And that
he wasn't apologetic in any way.
Yes, he wasn't. Okay, he wasn't apologetic. And one bad thing, he didn't really talk about the lives of those they lost.
Yeah.
He talked about the lives of the unarmed people that were killed. He talked about things that their shops were looted or things that happened during this war. And that's the part that he's supposed to be like a father over the nation.
Yeah.
And to act like he really doesn't care.
We were all craving that empathy. Even though we knew it would do nothing to bring back the lives, but it would have counted for something.
I think it would have not been bad if he said, "I'm really sorry."
Thank you.
Like, if he had said it, I'm sure it would have been like an ice block on the
side
of everybody. Like, it's just for what? I'm really sorry, Nigeria, for this time I'm passing. But we are making sure we make it work. And at that point, everybody will just want to listen to the next thing you have to
say. Yeah.
So I'm very sure that people and the half of many youths out there are angered with what they're
doing.
Yes, I'm sure thousands are angered with everything they say. And I took it. And I think that's really bad thing on his side.
And I feel he just kicked off another barrage of outrage.
Yes.
There's never going to be any protest. I won't be surprised if it turns out violent. Okay, it's something that has been peaceful. I won't be surprised if you decide to step out again. I'll be surprised if they turn out violent this time, because that speech was sort of aggravating to so many. But then I like the fact that you were very proud in your perspective of it. I like the fact that you picked up something good in the whole speech, as opposed to many people haven't seen anything positive in the whole speech so far. I, for one.
The thing about humanity, maybe not just see the bad side about him. Because sometimes looking at the good side gives us a perspective to how the person sees things. You know, we are quick to judge people, say the person is wrong, the person is bad. You understand? Like, we're talking about the left here, the old protesting. We're looking at the beauty. We're not just dwelling on, like, I was involved. We kind of came out of protest, I was involved in an harassment. You understand? But I didn't just want to dwell about it. If I didn't give you my experience, like, you know that I was almost harassed by some guys on the protest ground, you understand? But I could still look at the unity, the beauty about it. So I feel when I heard the speech, I started to look at that, about the beauty, and I also listened to some analysts, like political analysts and everything on the speech. Okay, because if he had come out and said, let's do it the way you want, more state of emergency, God, I'm not sure we won't be having this conversation, because at this time, maybe no filling stations, our phone will be off, or maybe the thing will have to get to the village, you understand? So, I think that's the beauty about it. He tried to be diplomatic, and he tried to play it cool, okay? Though we wanted to hear our friend talk to us, he did a recording. I don't even know how long he recorded that. I'm taking them 1 week.
So, oh my gosh.
So I saw a post online and someone like he has done this recording before Lekki Massacre. So
I see.
You could not add Lekki Massacre.
You could not. That was something.
But I just believe he did something wrong, but he tried to keep the country together. And you can even try to see that they are experiencing some kind of calmness.
I want to believe it's an aggrieved calmness. We can't help but be calm, but we are still angry.
Yeah, we can't help but be calm. But if we had come and said no, nothing was done, state of emergency, but the entire
it would have been worse then.
The nation should shut down for some days. You know now, there will be no calmness. People will come from the hospital where they are still on bandage and burn other things. So I think now what the Nigerians should do is, as we are calm now, we should try to think about the way forward, the solution. Is there any that protest that will make our wishes come to pass? Or should we give them another petition of what we want to understand? Or should we set up a panel, a youth panel, that will go directly to meet the president?
That's the idea of re-strategizing.
This time now should not be here to re-strategize the world, re-strategizing. I think this time shouldn't be something we should take for granted. As we are calm now, I think it's about the...
Yeah, put it into good use, yeah.
Not thinking of how to come out again and cook along the new stretch road or something, because I can tell you for one, at a point people start losing focus.
Okay? Yeah, that was one.
Lekki Togo just to eat. They were eating there morning, afternoon, night. They were using shelter and everything because they didn't have what to stay. Okay, so now we should use this time to strategize. What do we want? How do we want it? When do we want it? We can give the government a timeline. Okay, then if we give them a timeline and they don't do it, then we can come out again from that process.
Thank you very much, Esther. Sorry, Esther. Thank you very much, and thank you for giving us a whole new perspective. I am sure everybody listening now has picked up a bit of new things. So thank you, eh? Thank you, and I do hope you have a beautiful night rest. Bye bye.
listening to Weekly Spills with Chios. Yeah.